Another day, another Southern Response no-show, and tonight Christchurch homeowners are asking where the company's chief executive, Anthony Honeybone, and its board chairman, Alistair James, are and why neither of them are speaking publicly. It follows a High Court ruling last Friday, which found the organisation had engaged in misleading and deceptive conduct when it deliberately withheld information from a customer, leaving them hundreds of thousands of dollars out of pocket. This was due to two detailed repair analysis documents being produced, with the company only offering customers the lower one. Last night on Checkpoint, former EQC Minister Gerry Brownlee denied knowing about the practice until Friday. But as Logan Church reports, that's left some homeowners shaking their heads.
For Ross and Ellie Williamson, their battles against Southern Response has cost them dearly, and not just financially.
Anxiety came to the fore. And health-wise, Ellie's got a couple of health problems, and that didn't help. Didn't help at all, and it didn't help me either.
They sold their Dellington home as is after it was damaged in the Canterbury earthquakes. They received a settlement from Southern Response for $334,095. But 5 years ago, they realised that something was amiss with their detailed repair analysis, which showed in black and white how much it would cost to fix the house. But a part of it was blanked out. The full DRA was costed at $464,884. They are now part of a class action against Southern Response.
We became aware with Grant Cameron lawyers and the Queen's Counsel he had with him at the time asked me if we had still had our original DRA from Arrow and Southern Response, and I produced it, and he went to the last page where there was only a small heading at the top of the last page and said all the rest, their office copy and contingencies has been blanked out, you've only got the client's copy.
And what was your reaction to that?
I was astounded. And he then told us, he said, they've paid you short $130,000.
Last night, former EQC Minister Gerry Brownlee told Checkpoint until reading Friday's judgment, he had no prior knowledge Southern Response was running a two-quote detailed repair analysis system.
When I read about the judgment.
You didn't have even an inkling before then?
No, not at all.
This was despite a Supreme Court ruling in 2015, whilst Mr Brownlee was minister, where Southern Response unsuccessfully argued it had a right to hide claimants' entitlements on their DRAs. The practice was stopped, but clients were not compensated the difference between the two DRAs retrospectively. Mr Williamson questions how Mr Brownlee could not have known about this judgment.
By him saying he only heard about it last week, we're just flabbergasted that he would mention that. As Minister for the Earthquakes at the time and responsible for Southern Response, he would know what's going on in the office.
Again today, we sought comments from Southern Response Chief Executive Anthony Honeybone, who has never fronted for Checkpoint. We have requested an interview day after day, but an external communications agency has continued to say no and has instead asked for written questions. I visited Southern Response's offices today. The lobby is a small, shabby-looking room with a small desk in the corner, manned by a security guard who told me he was also the receptionist. When I asked to speak to Mr. Honeybone, the guard disappeared behind a frosted glass door for a minute. I was told that Mr. Honeybone was not available, and people just showing up like I had was discouraged. Ross Williamson says that's just not good enough.
Well, he's now head of the Southern Response, and he's got to back up what the courts have decided. He should take charge.
In the meantime, Southern Response has 18 working days left to appeal last Friday's judgment. In Christchurch for Checkpoint, Logan Church.
So, Mr. Honeybone and Mr. James, if either of you are listening, our offer remains open to come on Checkpoint. We've got quite a few questions for you, so do get in touch.